Okay, 我们打开圣经，我们读个读几处圣经。
Let's start with some scripture reading. Please open your Bible.
好，我们先打开哥林多前书的十五章。
Let's first to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
好，我们有几处圣经要读，我们。第一节到第八节我们中文读。
We'll read verses 1 through 8 in Chinese.
然后20到26我们就英文读。
And verses 20 to 26 in English.
好。好，我们先好中文找到都找到了哈。哥林多前书15章1到8节。好，我们开始中文。弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道。这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，并且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的，以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。好，好，到这里我们英文，好，英文就读20到26节，那中文就看好不好。
Now let's read English 1 Corinthians 15 verses 20 through 26, and those who are reading Chinese just please follow along. Now let's start. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep. For since by a man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive.But each in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, after that those who are Christ's at his coming. And comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to the God and Father, when he has abolished all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be abolished is death.
好。好，我们再读50到58节，我们中文读50到58节，英文就跟着看。
Next, we'll read in Chinese verses 50 to 58.
好，没关系，因为荧幕上我没有打在这里，所以我们就中文我们就看圣经。
And English readers, please just follow along, verses 50 to 58.
好，弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国。必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的，我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变，就在一霎时眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变，这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的，这必朽坏的既变成不朽坏的，这必死的既变成不死的，那时经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是突然的。好，我们最后一节再念一次中用，一起来，第五十八节。
Let's read verse 58 again, both in English and Chinese together, please.
所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工。
Knowing that the toil is not in vain in the Lord.
不是突然的。好，我们再打开约翰福音的十一章。
Then let's turn to John chapter 11.
好，约翰福音的十一章，我们从十七节念到二十七节。
We'll read from verses 17 to 27 in John 11.
好，约翰福音的十七章啊，十一章十七到二十七节，我们中文念，英文就 follow 看着，好不好？
So we'll read John 11, 17 to 27 in Chinese, and the English readers, please follow along.
耶稣到了，就知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经四天了。伯大尼离耶路撒冷不远，约有六里路，有好些犹太人来看马大和玛利亚，要为他们的弟兄安慰。马大听见耶稣来了，就出去迎接他，玛利亚却仍然坐在家里。马大对耶稣说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。就是现在我也知道，你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。耶稣说，你兄弟必然复活。马大说，我知道在末日复活的时候他必复活。耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活，还活着信我的人必永远不死。好，大致基督是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。好，我们请英文读啊，二十三节到二十六节。
So we'll ask the English readers to read verses 23 through 26, please. Martha, Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?"
好，这边二十六节说，凡活着信我的人就永远不死。你信这话吗？
Verse 26 says, "Everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe in this?"
好，我们现在稍微复活节，我想我们大家都基督徒一定都知道的。
I think all Christians know about Easter.
那不是基督徒的话，可能会知道的，大概就是去带小孩子去公园捡蛋。
Well, non-Christians would know about Easter as well, like going to the park to have an Easter egg hunt.
我还记得我们到美国的时候也是一样，带孩子到公园去去就是有很多活动，然后他们就是很高兴去捡蛋。
I remember when we first came to the United States, we also did the same. Our family and with the kids, we'll go to the park, and there were lots of activities. We'll have egg hunting and other candies and stuff.
没有什么概念，什么耶稣复活，这些都不懂，那时候都不懂。
We had no concept about Jesus being resurrected. We knew nothing about that.
那我想复活节的由来呢？这个是因为在这是在差不多第三世纪公元三百多年的时候定下来的。
So actually, the festival of Easter came at around the third century, and it was determined at that time.
因为在这个之前呢的这个时间里面呢，教会也庆祝复活节，但是呢，每个教会时间都不一样，因为呢，耶稣复活的那一天呢，不一定是主日。
Prior to that, churches also celebrated Easter, but we celebrated Jesus' resurrection. But every church would celebrate that on different days because Jesus' resurrection not necessarily occurred on Sunday.
因为就像说我们1月1号，新年的1月1号不一定是在哪一个礼拜的礼拜几，会在一个礼拜中间任何一天。所以呢，犹太人的逾越节呢，会落在一个礼拜的任何一天。
Just like our Chinese New Year, lunar January 1st, it doesn't always necessarily fall on a specific day of a week. And so according to the Jewish calendar, the Passover could fall on different days of the week.
所以呢，后来他们就是很混乱，有人在这个礼拜，有人在那个礼拜，有人在周间，有人在周日。所以后来呢，就在公元三百年左右，大公教会就定了一个，就是所谓在春分三月二十一号之后的满月之后的第一个主日。
So there was some confusion among churches. So some church would celebrate on one day and the others are different week and days. And so until about 300 AD,
AD,
and that it was determined that the Easter will be on the Sunday after the full moon of the lunar
Vernon Equinox. So
now you know the origin of Easter. So every year it still falls on different calendar days, slightly different. So this year it's kind of early.
所以应该会从3月的22号国历的一直到4月大概25号之间都可能会发生复活节的每一年都不一样。But
it's usually between March 22nd to April 25th.
好，那我们来看一下，耶稣在还没上十字架之前跟门徒说了，他要上耶路撒冷去受祭司长文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。门徒那时候听的是 傻乎乎的，不懂，而且说主啊，你不万不可去。So
Jesus did prophesy to his, actually he told his disciples that he would be arrested and suffer a lot from the scribes and the chief priests, and then will be nailed on the cross, and will rise on the third day. But none of the disciples understood what he was talking about.
但是我们看犹太人，其实他们大部分的人是相信有复活的，只有少部分的当时叫撒都该人不相信有复活的事情。Most
Jewish people did believe in resurrection, except those few of the Sadducees.
那为什么耶稣说他要第三日复活，他们不能接受呢？
Why wouldn't they be able to accept the fact when Jesus told them he would arise again on the third day?
因为在当时犹太人的信仰里面，他们认为是在末日的时候才会复活，也就是说，不是现在。耶稣现在复活，这是不合逻辑的，是要到最后的末日才会复活，这是他们所想的。Because
at that time, the Israelites believed that the resurrection happened to the end of ages, so it wouldn't happen like at that time point.
所以当马大遇见耶稣，他兄弟拉撒路死了4天了，耶稣来的时候。
So that's why when Martha met Jesus, you know, at 4 days after his brother Lazarus died.
那我们刚刚读了，我们就读了。那耶稣说，你兄弟必要复活。
We just read that story when Jesus told Martha that your brother will surely rise again.
那马大的答案对不对呢？是非常正确。马大说：“是的，主啊，我知道他末日必要复活。”
And Martha answered, "Yes, Lord, I know he will rise again at the end of the in the end." Is her answer correct? Yes, that was right.
她是对的，以她当时的启示，她是对的。
Yeah, based on her revelation at that time, she was right.
她还算是对这个神的话还是有在注意的，还是就是敬虔的。
So she was pious and she did pay attention to what God said.
但是主耶稣有没有满意不满意？
But was Jesus satisfied with her answer?
不满意。
No.
主怎么说呢？ 他说凡活着信我的必什么？就永远不死了。你信这话吗？
Jesus instead said, "And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?"
所以主耶稣在这里就要跟马大跟我们启示一个真理，复活不只是将来的。 是将来会复活没有错，但是现在呢，你就是有复活生命，就是他强调的点。Therefore,
Jesus wanted to reveal a truth to Martha and also to all of us that resurrection not only happened on the last day, but also today, now.
所以我们今天的基督徒，我们有圣灵了，我们有神的话了，我们有基督复活了，我们应该启示是往前的，我们今天就活在复活里面。
Now today, all Christians who've already been baptized and received the Holy Spirit, and we have the new life and the Holy Spirit living in us, then we have the revelation for going forward.
好，我们来回忆一下几个当时耶稣复活的那一天所发生的事情。我们有一点，看着这些图，然后稍微有一点。Now
let's review a few of the events that occurred on the day of the resurrection.
这个是想想看，这是什么？刚刚读过的是什么？
Take a look at this picture. What was it about, as we just read?
有主的使者显现，地大震动。 然后石头被挪开了，是不是？
An angel of the Lord came, and there was the earth was shook, and the angel of the Lord moved the stone from away from the tomb.
连那些看守的兵丁都吓呆了。
And the guards who were guarding the tomb were afraid and full of fear.
好，再来这个是。这个是主向玛利亚还有向其余去路上要报告彼得使徒他们的显现的经过，就是有几次不同显现，这个应该是跟玛利亚还有在坟墓那里的时候显现的。
Now here's a picture about the Lord revealing himself to Mary, and actually he also revealed himself to the disciples and several times. But here's the picture about he's showing with Mary.
好，然后再来是彼得跟约翰呢，当天呢他们就跑去啊，他们就觉得很惊讶，怎么有这种事发生呢？就跑去坟墓要看，结果看到里面是空的坟墓。
Now this is when Peter and John heard from Mary that the Lord rose, and so they were surprised, and how could it be? So they ran to the tomb and saw the tomb was empty.
好，下来这张是在当天，也是当天下午，在以马忤斯的路上，离耶路撒冷不远的路上，有两个门徒，他们觉得没有希望了，整个的天空都塌下来了。他们就离开耶路撒冷，离开这个伤心之地。
So then, that same day in the afternoon, two of Jesus' disciples were so disappointed and heartbroken, and they had no hope, and they decided to leave Jerusalem, and they were on the road to Emmaus.
好，再下来这张是主向使，就是在以马忤斯的以后呢，那么主在晚上就向十个门徒显现。
After that, in the evening, the Lord appeared to 10 of the apostles.
在约翰福音记载，他们把门关着，怕犹太人。耶稣突然显现。那这时候呢，多马不在，犹大也不在。犹大已经是自杀了。然后多马不在场。
That was recorded in the book of John. They were in a room with the door closed for fear of the Jews to persecuting them. So then the Lord appeared to them. At that time, Judah already killed himself, and Thomas wasn't there.
好，这些都是在复活当天发生的事情。刚刚我播给你们看的，都是在当天发生的事。
All those events happened on the day of the resurrection.
你想想看，如果你当时是门徒，或者是见证这些事情的，你会有多么的惊讶？可以想象。
Just imagine how surprised you would be.On that day when you witness these events.
那么主耶稣在地上其实行了很多神迹，当时的人不论是信的或不信的，都要赞美神，然后说这是不是人可行的，一定是从神来的。
Jesus Christ actually performed many miracles during those days, and many at that time on earth, and rather believers or either believers or non-believers, all gave glory to God.
那你就去看一下，在钉十字架的那个下午的时候，连整个什么地震动，然后天变黑了，然后呢有死人从坟墓里面什么出来。
If you read the gospel, the books of the gospel, and you remember on the day of the afternoon when Jesus was on the cross, the sky darkened, the earth shook, and there were dead people.Rose from the tomb, from the grave.
然后百夫长，这个百夫长是可以说身经百战，可能已经猝死不知道多少人。他说：“这真是神的儿子。”
And the centurion who must have seen so many people die, he must have killed so many people, and experienced lots of things, and he himself declared that this has to be the Son of God.
好，耶稣复活以后呢，还向门徒显现很多次啊。这边有记载，就是圣经记载的，稍微列一下啊。到第八天的时候，向十一位门徒显现，多马这时候就看见了。
After Jesus' resurrection, he did many things, appeared to many people. Here's the list of the events. Like 8 days later, Jesus appeared to 11 disciples, and Thomas was able to see.With his own eyes of the nailed sign of Jesus.
然后耶稣也吩咐门徒到加利利去。我们刚才马太福音读的，到加利利呢，耶稣也跟门徒见面。
We also just read in book of Matthew that Jesus told his disciples to go ahead to Galilee, and he was able to meet them there.
啊, 这是主跟门徒的约会, 我们不知道他们做什么事, 但是这是主跟他们所约定的, 就说在复活以后要往加利利去, 这是他们的约会一样。
That was their dating. That was Jesus' dating with his apostles, and he told them he was going to Galilee after he rose from dead. And we didn't know what they were doing, but that's their dating.
那约翰福音的十一章又记载, 啊, 七个门徒在捕鱼的时候呢, 耶稣又向他们显现了。
John 11?
Also, John
21st also recorded that the disciples were casting nets to fish again at the Galilee.
好,意思显给500多人看,然后升天的时候有很多人看见,所以很多很多,就耶稣的复活显现在当时是不可否认的。
Then later, Jesus also showed himself to more than 500 disciples, 500 people. So overall, the fact of Jesus' resurrection was undeniable.
所以呢, 主耶稣复活呢, 要证明他是神的儿子。
So Jesus rose from dead to prove that he is the Son of God.
那记不记得有一个摊子呢 是有四个人把他们从屋顶上放下来有一个摊子 然后呢 耶稣就跟他们说什么话呢
Do you remember there was a paralytic who was lowered down to Jesus from the roof of a house
然后耶稣就说 小子你的罪赦了
What did Jesus tell him? He told him little ones your sin has been forgiven
那你想这个人所要的是什么呢 当然是要得医治啊 罪赦不赦免, 可能他对他来讲根本没有关系 他要的是要身体能够站起来
What did you think this guy want? Of course he wanted to be able to stand up and not be paralyzed anymore. He probably didn't realize whether his sin should be forgiven or not or needed to be forgiven
那当时的法利赛文士法利赛人就说 这个人说了健忘的话了 因为只有神能够赦免人的罪
At that time, the Pharisees and the scribes said Jesus, this person said something that's blasphemous because only God can forgive the sins of people.
那我想他们法利赛人文士所说的话对不对呢? 是正确的, 因为没有人可以赦免人的罪, 只有神可以赦免, 这个句话是宣告是对的。
So what the Pharisees and the scribes said was actually correct because only God could forgive sins.
那耶稣要证明他是谁, 就说, 拿你的日子走嘛, 就叫那个人就起来, 就走了。
Jesus wanted to prove who he was, so he told that guy, and pick up your mat and walk.
圣经说,
and indeed he walked.
圣经说, 为了要证明人子有赦罪权柄, 说你起来, 拿着你的日子走吧。
So the Bible says, in order to prove that the Son of God has the right to forgive sins, so rise and pick up your mat and go.
但是呢,很多人看了神迹,当时还怎么样的?还是硬着心,还是不信?
But many of the people who witnessed those miracles were still hardened in their hearts and wouldn't believe.
我们今天,如果我们在场的话,我想我们可能会说,耶稣的实在太多神迹了,今天好像我们没有什么神迹可以看。
Today, as we think about, we might say, oh, when Jesus was on earth, there were so many miracles. But today, we don't seem to see any miracles anymore.
我想我们其实我们常常眼睛没有去，就如果你像我现在就常常会感觉，看到那种小婴儿，他这么奇妙的就长得，没多久就长得那么样子的可爱漂亮，你真的是发现神实在太伟大了。
In fact, I think it's just that we are not really sensing God's miracles. For example, I feel, you know, little babies growing up, and in not a very long time, they grow to be so cute and lovely. I just feel, I can't help praising God that it's so wonderful. God is great.
所以如果你有小孩或者孙子的话,你看看,是非常的奇妙的。还有你看这个整个的环境,我每天起来, 你就想想看,我每天起来第一件事就会想到神的很多作为。其实你的心思意念,当你集中向神的时候,很多事你都会去appreciate,就看见这是个神迹。
So like if you have a child or grandchildren, you will understand what I was talking about. And every morning when I woke up, I just can't help praising God because God's creation in all his ways are so amazing.
如果你们知道这个宇宙星球,这么多星球, 与地球在这边转，竟然不会被撞到，你就想这个是多么的奇妙。
Just think about the universe of all those planets and suns and the different kinds of bodies of the universe, and they were rotating and going there and without knocking onto each other. Isn't that amazing?
你想想看，拿一个球，你这样转没多久，你就手就累了，就速度就快慢就不一样了。但这个宇宙呢，这个地球竟然可以一分一秒不差。
If you are like using a string to hold a ball and to rotate, and before long you'd feel tired and the speed will slow down, but the speed of the universe turning itself is always constant. Isn't that amazing?
我还没有信主的时候，其实我很喜欢读圣经，好像圣经所说的，啊，犹太人求神迹，希利尼人求智慧。我那时候读圣经，好像觉得说读一点智慧的。好像耶稣很有智慧嘛，读一点智慧方面的这个知识或者什么之类的。我喜欢读的原因是因为想要了解这些东西。不，我对神迹有点抗拒，我反对神。那时候对神迹我不能接受。
Before I believed in the Lord, I liked to read the Bible very much. Just like the Bible said, the Jews were seeking miracles while the Greeks were seeking wisdom. So the way I read the Bible at that time was to seek wisdom. I wanted to have intelligence, have knowledge, and I wasn't really interested in the miracles per se.
而且这个神迹对我来讲有个难阻，好像我就觉得信不下去的感觉。那时候我第一年我是有这种感觉。
And the miracles, on the other hand, were actually roadblocks for me because I felt like I couldn't possibly believe in those miracles. That was my feelings the first
time. 所以对这个犹太人经过红海打开这个东西我不能接受，那时候我就觉得这个是有点像神话。
I totally couldn't accept the fact that the Israelites walked on dry ground through the Red Sea, you know, the split apart by God. I just felt like that was just legendary.
后来有一天我开车，我就看到那个就所谓的马路呢，因为是可能是消防车经过，所以呢，或者是 emergency 车经过，所以呢，整个都变成绿灯了。
Now one day when I was driving, seems like it was a 911 vehicle or going by, and so all of a sudden the street lights all turned green.
所以我那时候就想说，神如果创造这个宇宙万物，那神当然可以把这个规则改变啦。所以神迹就是把你的原来的规则物理定律改变了吗？我后来真是就想通了，我很奇怪的，我就没有神迹的问题了。
So, it suddenly occurred to me, if God is the one who created the heavens and the earth, of course he could just change his rules of the universe and make it happen, and then the miracle would be the one instance when the rules are altered by the creator. So I had an epiphany and no longer had any problems from then on.
而且我就看到是想说，那如果神做的应该就是神迹呀，这是很奇怪，就一个改变。好像就看见的感觉。
So I totally understood if it's what God does, then of course it's a miracle.
就像我们Julie以前见证过说，她以前呢每天都看到日出日落，但是不会去欣赏。有一天呢，当人家传福音给她的时候，她突然看到夕阳是很漂亮的，看的感觉是一个神迹一样的，突然间能够欣赏神所创造的美丽。
Previously, Julie shared her testimony that before she believed in Christ, she saw the sunrise and sunset every day and didn't truly appreciate that. But after she accepted gospel and she realized how wonderful and amazing miracles those are of every day, the beautiful sunset and sunrise.
Okay, 好，我就分享到这里。那么我们看第二个呢，就是好，他说你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
Now let's move on to the second point. The Bible says, Romans 10:9, if you acknowledge in your mouth that the Jesus Christ is the Lord and believe in your heart that he rose from the dead, then you will be saved.
然后再来是以弗所书的一章十三节。
And the next is Ephesians 1:13.
好，他说：“你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。”
In him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise.
那我们怎么知道是我已经得救了呢？我怎么知道圣灵在我里面呢？我们基督徒常常会问这个问题，好像有点怀疑，到底圣灵有没有住在我这个里面？
How do I know I have been saved? How do I know that the Holy Spirit is living in me? Some of the Christians would ask that as if we still have doubt. We just don't know how we can prove.
我想我们也许信主了几年了，我们会怀疑说，好像我身上没有任何的神迹，好像我信了没有任何的改变，好像我信了以后觉得都一样，就是我们对这种圣灵在我们里面，到底以弗所书一章十三节是真的吗？
So some Christians having believed it for several years still have doubts and not sure about whether the Holy Spirit is in them and whether what says in 1 Corinthians 13 is right, because it seems like their life has no miracles, nothing unusual that happened. I don't seem to have any changes within me.
或者有时候我们祷告，好像环境我们祷告的没有改变，好像我们祷告神没有垂听，我们就会有一点怀疑。其实我自己有时候也会这样子。
Or sometimes when we pray and we pray to God very hard, but situations are not changed and nothing has changed, and so we will start to doubt, and including myself.
但其实我们马上要回到圣经的话，当你可以读神的话，你可以明白这是什么的工作呢？不是我们，我们这个人原来天生是对圣经是抗拒的，对神的话我们是不接受的。
But in fact, if you return back to the Bible, you'll realize it is not by the work of ourselves, because we are by nature resistant to God's word. We would not accept God's word.
我记得我刚信的时候呢，就是唱诗歌，有时候我会感动，会流泪。
I remember when I first believed, when singing hymns, I would be touched and my tears would flow.
然后刚信主的时候非常的想要读圣经，而且很喜欢听讲道，所以有时候听了讲道一些话，我会觉得很打动我的心，就是觉得好像被抓住那种感觉。
I really like to read Bibles and I loved listening to sermons, because sometimes some of the words by the preachers would totally get a hold of my heart and I would feel so moved.
所以我们就要在神的话而不是看我们的环境，就是你就知道圣灵是在你里面。你为什么能够读懂神的话呢？为什么你可以对神的话有兴趣呢？为什么你对神的事情呢？你突然间现在会很有兴趣，这就是圣灵在你里面的关系。如果没有神的灵，没有人可以明白神的事。
So the fact that you're starting to be interested in reading Bibles, and then you can understand God's word, and you're starting to be interested in matters of God, that means you have Holy Spirit in you.
像我们有些人也许是礼拜天要做工的，我们就还是很希望说能够争取时间，也许就拨饼，也许听点神的话，他就满足了。这就是我们看见到像孩子一样，他要吃奶，他有那种生命在里面。
Some of us still have to work on Sundays, but they still are so eager for God's word and they wanted to hear something and listening to the messages. And that just, it's just like a newborn baby longing for the pure milk.
我记得我第一次到美国来的时候呢，那时候傻傻就穿个西装，然后打领带，然后拿个像公事包那样子，就出差嘛，是很正式的嘛。
I remember when I first came to the United States on business, I was wearing a suit and with ties and carrying my suitcase was very formal.
然后我就在 Boston 坐那个地铁。
So I was on the subway in Boston.
然后就有这个黑人就来跟我要钱，他就跟你讨钱要钱。
Yeah, a black guy approached me to ask for money.
因为看到我们这些就知道你一定是这个观光客或外国人之类的。
Because like it was apparent that I was a foreigner and was like on business.
那我们也有点害怕，因为没有什么人，所以我跟我同事有点害怕，就给他一点钱吧。
So my colleague and I were kind of afraid, and because there were not very many people around us, so we decided to just give him some money.
所以对黑人的印象其实是很差的，而且看到电影，其实我们那时候就知道，我们一般的人很正常的，对黑人印象就很不好的。
So that gave us a bad impression about the black people. And also at that time, when you
watch all the movies all seem to have a bad connotation.
会害怕啦，或者是讨厌啦，这种心态在你里面。 我想这个我不知道你们有没有，但我以前是有这样子的感觉。
We somehow more or less had this impression of you know, rejection and annoyance towards black people. I don't know whether you had it, but I previously did.
但是我受洗完以后呢，有一次我去中国城。
But after I was baptized, one time when I went to the Chinatown,
也是有一个黑人就来跟我要钱。
And there was also a black person approaching me for money.
那时候我对他的心理看法完全不一样。我对这个人，我是对他的灵魂有一点怜悯。我对他是变成说，看成是我的弟兄一样。 就是我的心就完全不一样的感觉。
Interestingly, my heart completely changed, and I had a different, totally different attitude toward that person. I felt mercy toward him.
好，就是我讲到我个人在这个信主过程里面，就是你感觉到圣灵在你里面真是真实的。我想我每一个人都会遇到这样。只是也许你很多时候你觉得没有强烈，但是你慢慢思想，其实神的圣灵在你里面已经做工了。
So that's my sharing with you about my experience during after believing in the Lord. And so it really showed me that the Holy Spirit is true and it does live in you and change you.
那所以如果还没有信的慕道朋友们，那我就建议你们，第一个圣经说了，只要相信主耶稣基督是认他为主，心里信他从死里复活，就要得救。
So for those of you who are still believers, seeking the truth and seeking Christ, and I want to encourage you with this verse from Romans 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
并且如果你听了这个福音，而且你就信了，没有任何东西你需要做了，只要信了，圣灵就很奇妙的就住进来了。
And if you hear the gospel and you believe, there's nothing more you need to do. As long as you believe, the Holy Spirit will come and dwell in you.
那神在你身上就开始做一个神迹的工作，这是只有神能够做的。你的生命的改变，也许你不知道，但你周围的人一定会知道。Then
God will start a miraculous work within you and to change you. You may not realize it yourself, but people around you will notice that.
我的妹婿呢？我的妹妹，我的小妹是法轮功的。
My sister was a believer in Falun.
My youngest.
Yeah, my youngest sister was a believer in Falun.
我刚信耶稣的时候，回去跟她传福音。她说她不相信有灵魂的事。
When I first believed in Christ, I went back to preach gospel to her, and she said, "No, I wouldn't believe anything about spirit."
后来呢？ 不知道怎么奇妙的，他竟然去信法轮功了。Then
somehow later she believed in Falun Gong.
那你知道信法轮功的人是很难出来，而且我妹妹是在这个法轮功的练功点，她是负责人，很早期的。As
you know, most people who believed in Falun Gong is hard to get out of it. And furthermore, my sister was actually a leader in that area, the district of the region.
因为他是在学校里面，中学里面的这个工作，所以校长很多老师都是校长带头，所以他们基本上很多人都信了。So
she was working in a middle school, and so that school starting from the principal, and so the principal basically started it, and then many of the teachers believed in that.
那我妹婿呢，也去了很多次，而且我妹妹威胁他，如果你不信法轮功，要跟你离婚。My
brother-in-law also went there many times because my sister threatened him that if you don't believe in Falun Gong, I would divorce you.
所以我妹婿也很苦恼，他也去，但是他是信不下去。My
brother-in-law was, you know, really in perplexed suffering because he really couldn't believe in that, but he had to go.
那后来我跟他传福音，当然也是有经过祷告。我是祷告很久，因为我后来回去乡下，回乡下传福音五年的时候，儿童福音的时候，我妹婿就在那个学校当老师的。So
I prayed very hard, and then I preached gospel to him. Remember, I was for a while I was in Taiwan as a missionary for 5 years, and I was in the countryside of Taiwan, and my brother-in-law happened to be working in that school that I was working.
因为那是我的家乡，我从小时候在那边长大的。
Because that was my hometown, I grew up in that town.
我就回想那时候呢，我们的教会是在台湾有做短宣，那我们就想要去长期的宣教，谁可以去呢？是指到我了，那我就有点抗拒，我不喜欢到回到自己家乡去。
Because at that time, our church had a missionary, short-term mission in that area. And so later we decided we wanted to send long-term missionaries there. And who would go? So that was my hometown. So the church appointed me. But I was resistant because that was my hometown. I really didn't want to go.
因为我那时候是当执事，那么他们问一下，看看结果，我是会讲闽南话的，会讲台湾话，我是退休了，然后是最好的人选，就你去吧。
I was the deacon board member at the time, and I already retired, and I was able to speak Mingnan dialect. So just everything seemed to be perfect if I go.
感谢主，我不到五十岁就退休了，所以但是呢，正好不巧指到我的身上。
Thank God I retired before I was even 50, but unfortunately I was appointed to go for that missionary work.
但是我就不知道，我就一直在想，这个我是不想去，像耶稣说的。这个先知在家乡是不被尊重的，因为我对自己的家乡传福音是很难的，因为都认识的人，非常难传福音的，我知道。
I really didn't want to go because just as the Bible says, the prophets are not going to be respected in their own hometown. It is very hard to preach gospels among all the folks that I know.
因为我们去很多年短宣，发现跟大人一讲到，他们都不谈这些东西。很容易讲生活的事情，但讲到福音的东西，宗教信仰，他们根本都不想听，所以就非常难。
Because for many years we had short-term missionaries there, and we already had the understanding that whenever we try to preach gospel to the people, they would shut up, close up, and wouldn't talk about that. And even though they would chat freely with you about their life, about other things.
那我就怎么办呢？我就也不能说不去啊。不能抗拒教会的命令呢，那又就祷告啦，或者什么，我跟神祷告，我说神啊，我已经祷告至少差不多十年了，我们家没有一个信主的，我说神，你要我去的话，我们家一定要有人信主。
So I was so resistant, so I just prayed to God and I said, well, I didn't want to disobey the commandment of the church, but I've already prayed for 10 years for my family members to believe in Christ, but none of them.Has believed. So, God, if you want to truly send me to the mission work in that place, in my own hometown, please let my family member believe in God.
是很奇妙的，我妹去信主了，那我姐夫一家也都信主了，哇！所以我就那时候就不得不去了，因为神已经听祷告了。
Amazingly, my younger sister, the brother-in-law, who was married to my younger sister, and then also my elder sister and brother-in-law, their whole family believed in the Lord. So I said, like, okay, well, God had answered my prayers. I have to go.
那我就听我妹婿讲，他说呢，哥哥，我看到你的改变，因为我小时候是脾气很不好的。其实我妹妹认识我的时候，我脾气是很不好的。他说我看到你改变了，是我妹婿这样跟我讲的。当然要荣耀归给神，不是说我是荣耀归给神。
So my brother-in-law told me and say, well,Brother, I see your change. You have changed. Because I used to be a very hot-tempered person, and they knew it. Then they saw the change in me. Of course, the glory goes to God.
那我姐夫是做什么？我姐夫是做看风水的。
So, my older sister's husband, that brother-in-law,
风水
yeah, actually is the person who actually studies 风水。
所以他是帮人家看风水，人家要给他红包，就是这样一个职业一样的。
So it's a profession actually. It's his career. He goes to check out 风水 for other people, and then people give him the red packet.
然后他信主，然后他一家都信主。他信主的时候，他还跟我讲一件事情。他说为什么我每次为你姐姐祷告，我都会哭呢？他问我这个问题。
But he believed in God, and then subsequently, his whole family believed in God. After he started to believe in God, he asked me, he said, why is it that every time I pray for your sister, I would cry? He actually asked me that question.
他不敢跟教会的人讲，因为他还没有受洗嘛，他就问我这个问题。
He didn't want to, he actually didn't have the courage to ask his church people because at that time he wasn't baptized yet, and so he asked me this question.
好，那我就是讲到这么多，就是说神做工，就是我们，其实我传福音超过十年了。每次跟我姐夫讲，因为他读易经，他读佛经那些东西，所以呢根本没有交集。他说你信你的，我信我的，只要有宗教信仰的人都是很好。
So with all this, I just want to tell you, it's God's work, because I had preached the gospel to them for 10 years, and they never believed, because he studies like the I Ching, and I read the Bible, and we have just no overlap at all in our life, and he would say, well, you study your own thing, and you believe in your faith, and I believe in mine, and we are not going to, you know, have no crossover.
好，我们现在再往下看，就是说啊，我们知道主复活是真实的，那么我们将来也要复活，但是耶稣说呢，我们现在就要复活，现在就要得胜的生命，圣灵住在我们里面。所以我们这边看到说啊，哥林多前书的十五章这边说，十啊，你得胜的权势在哪里呢？十啊，你的毒钩在哪里呢？十的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督可以得胜。
We know God's resurrection is real. We also know the life that we get from the God's resurrection is real. So we have hope. And that's why it's recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, you know, verses 55 to 57, that, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，所以呢，我们现在呢，就有主耶稣基督得胜的生命。他说，你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与耶稣基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。以弗所书二章五到六。
Therefore, we now have the life of Christ. Ephesians 2:5-6 says, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ, and raised up as Ephesians 2:8, right?
2:5-6. It should be 2:8.
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God.
Okay, 好，那就是说我们刚刚已经讲过了，马大跟耶稣的对话里面，为了他兄弟拉撒路，那么马大跟耶稣的对话里面呢，马大讲的是对的，但耶稣不满意他的答案。耶稣说现在就要复活，所以呢，耶稣用他自己复活来证明这件事情。
We just talked about the dialogue between Jesus and Martha about Martha's brother Lazarus' death. And at that time, when Martha answered that, yes, I know he will rise again in the last day, even though her answer was correct, but Jesus wasn't satisfied with it because he wanted to tell them all who believes in him can live right now in this life. So he wanted to demonstrate that truth using his own life.
所以耶稣说啊，复活在我，生命也在我。他说 I'm the resurrection.
He said, I am the life, I am the resurrection.
好，所以呢，主耶稣已经告诉我们，而且让我们看见了他胜过死亡，从坟墓里面，从死亡里面出来。
So Jesus has shown us that he has overcome death. He rose from the grave.
那圣经说呢，死亡是因为罪来的，因为没有罪就不会像死亡，所以我们人的罪呢，耶稣已经胜过了。
And Bible says the death comes from sin. Without sin, there is no death. So Jesus has overcome death.
那我想我们信主以后，我们都会有一些经历，得胜的经历。你一定会有一些经历，可能你忘记了，但是你去回想，你的信主过程一定会有这些经历。
Since our belief, since we started to believe in Jesus Christ, I'm sure everybody has some experience of overcoming.And you may have forgotten and not remember them anymore, but I'm sure you have had some experience of overcoming and being victorious.
也许你在一个环境里面你觉得挫折，但是呢，因为主的关系呢，你可以经过那个挫折，而且你有喜乐出来。
Maybe in some circumstances you're frustrated, but because of the Lord, you're able to go through that difficulty and come out in joy.
我记得我还没有信主之前，我跟我太太，我太太坐在这边，我讲的是真实的。我那时跟她吵架。 我跟他吵架的时候，其实我们不常吵架，但吵架起来呢，我是很拗脾气的，所以我就不理他，我就睡我的觉。那他是很痛苦，因为他睡不着，很痛苦。
I remember when I before I believed in the Lord, you know, my wife is right here. So what I talk, what I'm saying is true. So I would whenever I fight with whenever I fought with my wife, even though we didn't fight very much at all, but at that time, whenever we fought, I would not talk, I would be very stubborn and not talk. Wouldn't talk to her for days, and then I would sleep, and she couldn't sleep, and she was miserable.
然后因为那时候这个我来上班，就在微软上班，所以压力蛮大的，就是很忙。所以回家看到小孩子在那时候小孩子大概五六岁，不乖在吵的时候，我就骂他。
So I was working in Microsoft, very busy and stressful. And when I got home, when I the kids were just 5 or 6 years old, and when they were like naughty and not noisy, I'd be very mad and I would say rude words to her.
其实我们小孩子是很好的，其实 说真的，我们小孩子是很乖，只是说有的时候你看到他调皮的时候，我就是很累了，那我就会骂他。那他到最后怎么样？他说我到这边没有工作，你看不起我，我回台湾好了。
So actually,
他就哭了。
So actually our kids were very good. They were really good kids. But because I was tired after work, and so when they were not quiet and cooperative, I was just very angry. And so I took it out on her, and then she just told me, and said, well, I'm here without any job, and you are looking down on me. So then why don't I just return to Taiwan?
那时候我太太，我信主以后，我太太就跟我讲说，我们跪下来祷告。
So after I believed in the Lord, my wife told me, let's kneel down and pray together.
就如果我们吵架的时候，她就会说，我们跪下来祷告。她是很聪明，她很有智慧。
So whenever we fought again, she would say, let's both kneel down and pray. She was very smart and has wisdom.
因为以前我就不理她，我就认为是她的错。所以那叫我祷告，祷告的时候我就惨了，我就要看我自己的错了。
Because I used to not want to talk to her because I thought it was all her fault. But now she asked me to kneel down and pray. Then, well, when I pray, I have to think about my own fault as well.
那起来以后就抱抱她说好，是我的错，好了。
So when I rose from praying, I would just hug her and say, okay, sorry, it's my fault.
还有跟孩子也是一样，因为我们念书都很好的，可是看到孩子好像是功课不会，你教他他也听不懂的时候。就很生气了。
So it's the same with our kids, the relationship with our kids. So we are all smart in studying. So when we try to coach our kids and teach them stuff and homework, and if they can't, they couldn't understand you, I just got very angry.
因为我们不是当老师的材料，我们不知道怎么教孩子，你懂？有时候是这样子，所以呢，你教他听不懂，你就很生气，你就会没有耐心，所以这时候关系就会搞砸了。我。记得我小孩子在中学、高中的时候，我常会发生这样的问题。
Because in fact, we're not teachers ourselves, so we don't really teach very effectively. So when we try to teach our kids and they don't understand, then I get angry and lose patience. So I remember when my kids were in middle school, we often this happened a lot. I lose patience and got angry, and we ruined our relationship that way.
所以后来我就从圣经里面就知道了，我就是跟他们道歉，就是跟小孩子道歉，就是我就是学会这个。我想我如果没有信主的话，可能这个面子都拉不下来，是不是会这样子？就我就感觉到真的是神在圣灵在我们里面做工的时候呢，你就会做到你做不到的。
So then I learned from the Bible and would apologize to our children. And well, prior to that, I wouldn't have done that because I felt like I would lose faith that way.But because of God's Spirit living in me, I'm able to apologize to my children, and then they are able to forgive me.
好，那再来呢？圣经也给我们一个盼望，就是说我们现在的身体呢，已经罪的生命是要朽坏的，所以这是没有办法的。将来神给我们一个新的形体是不朽坏的，所以这里呢是给我们将来复活的盼望，就是那个马大说的：“主啊，我知道。”在末日复活的时候，我兄弟要复活，就讲到将来，我们的将来呢，身体会得赎。
The Bible also tells us that we have hope in our body as well, because current body is a sinful body, and it's corruptible and it will corrupt in the end. However, in the new body that we're going to get after resurrection, it's a body that will not corrupt. And just like Martha said, I know I will have will rise again in the last day.
好，这最后是在哥林多前书十五章，它实际是因义人而来。
So in First Corinthians 15, it says the death comes from one person.
死人复活也是因义人而来。
And resurrection also comes from one.
在亚当里，众人都死了。
For as in Adam all die,
照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
So also in Christ all will be made alive.
但个人是照着自己的次序复活。
But each in his own order.
出手的果子是基督。
Christ the first fruits.
以后在他来的。
After those who are.
是那些属基督的。
After that, those who are Christ's at his coming.
我想我们有这样的启示的话，我们就会对今生的我们的身体也好，我们的钱财也好，我们所拥有的儿女也好，我们地位也好，其实我们就不再那么在意了，因为已经让我们看见，今生的都要朽坏的，只有在将来是不朽坏的。
With such revelation, we will not care too much about our body, our wealth, our life of this life, etc., because we all know this life is going to.
所以就像圣经所说的，真理让我们得自由。就你有这个真理，有这个启示了，你而且信他了，你就得到自由，你就不再受到今生的很多的限制了。
So just as the Bible says, the truth sets set us free. So when you have this revelation of the truth, you're no longer bound by those limitations and restrictions of this life.
我上礼拜跟一个姐妹在分享，在讲这个的时候，她说。我也知道，可是我还是很害怕啊。
I shared about this with a sister last week, and she said, "Yeah, I know, but I'm still very afraid."
我问她说：“你害怕什么呢？”
So I asked her, "What are you afraid about?"
她说：“我不是害怕死亡，我是害怕死亡之前的那个痛苦。”
She said, "I'm not afraid of death, but I'm really afraid of the pain before death."
这是真实的，因为我们可能不怕死亡，但是我们害怕在死亡之前，也许那个痛苦的时间会很长，会很受不了，这是真实的。
That's true, because sometimes we're not afraid of death, but we are afraid that the pain before death might be prolonged, might be hard to bear.
其实我自己也是，所以我就跟他讲，我说姐妹，我们可以祷告神，减少我们疼痛的日子，好让我们减少疼痛，很快就可以见主，这是一个很好的。
I'm actually the same way. So I told the sister, I said, well, let's pray that we can ask the Lord to reduce the time that we suffer in pain.
好，第四个我就要挑战各位的，就是我们生命有没有被改变？第一个就是你从门徒在耶稣钉十字架的时候死了以后还没有显现还没有经过圣灵的洗的时候，还没有经过圣灵降临，他们是做什么呢？
So the fourth point I would like to challenge brothers and sisters is that are our lives changed? Think about the disciples after the Lord was nailed on the cross and before his resurrection. What were the disciples doing at that time?
他们像圣经记载，他们又回去捕鱼了，他们就觉得整个没有前途了，没有希望了，耶稣已经死了，所以他们是希望泡灭了，可以想到大概是这样子。
As recording the Bible, they went back fishing again, and they did other things, returned to their prior life and careers, because they lost all hope, and they said, "Well, Jesus died, there's no hope for us anymore."
那圣灵降临以后呢？你看使徒行传记载，他们是大有胆量的，在官府面前不怕被抓监牢，他们大大的为耶稣做见证。
However, after the Lord's resurrection, when the Holy Spirit came down on them, as recorded in the book of Acts, they were so courageous and filled with courage, they were able to stand up and proclaim a gospel before the authorities and all the people, and they had all the courage.
他们见证什么呢？是见证你们钉十字架的耶稣已经死里复活了。
They testified among in front of the people that The Lord you nailed on the cross, the Jesus Christ that you nailed on the cross has risen.
好，所以这边耶稣所说的话，凡活着信我的人永远不死，你信这话吗？
So that's what says in the Bible. So everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe in that?
对，我们信了耶稣以后，我们就圣灵住进来，主的生命就在我们里面，我们今天就活着不一样的生命。然后将来呢，我们有个新的身体，这是两段式的，就是我们有这样的启示的时候，我们就活出这样见证来。
So as long as we live in the Lord, we have the Holy Spirit in us, so we are a different person, and we will, in the future, we will go to see the Lord.
好，这是刚刚我们所说的四个点，我们就是第一个，死里复活，主耶稣证明他是神的儿子；第二个，我们只要信他，口里认他为主，信他从死里复活。我们就有这个新的生命进来，我们今天就不死，啊，这是第二点。就如果还没有信主的，我就是盼望你们可以借着这个机会重新思想一下，接受耶稣基督。
So let's talk review the four points that we talked about today. The first point is that the Lord Jesus resurrected from death, and he demonstrating that he is the Son of God.And the second point is that if we confess that the Lord, Jesus is the Lord and Christ, and we believe in our heart that he rose from death, then we will be saved. The Holy Spirit will live within us. So if you have not yet believed in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior.
好，那我们信主的，我们应该会有生命的改变。我们应该早上起来第一件事情，不是想你的工作，是想到什么？想到主。想到神的话，想到你跟主的关系，这是我们要学习的操练。
So for those of us who have believed, our life should have changed. So we should not be waking up thinking about our work the first thing in the morning. Rather, we should think about God, think about God's word, think about how we wanted to use God in our lives.
好，最后呢，我们就是读这个是 is it the last?最后这个是在所以你们有两个点，就是在保罗讲哥林多前书的十五章的最后一节呢，他讲到耶稣从死里复活那么他就讲到最后，所以也就是因为你有这样的认识，耶稣不但从死里复活，而且我们也与他一起复活，有这样子的盼望呢，他说保罗说，所以你们我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工。这是58。
So after talking about the Lord's resurrection, Paul encouraged the Corinthians, and in 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord."
好，这边要两个点，一个点就是务要坚固，就是我们不管什么环境，不管你碰到，也许教会有些人让你跌倒的，也许你的难处让你觉得你这个神怎么信得下去呢？要记得一件事情，务要坚固，因为耶稣复活了，而且应许我们也复活。
There are two points here. First is be steadfast. Sometimes it'll be difficult. Maybe some people at church who make it difficult for you, or maybe sometimes the life events make it difficult for you. But we, Lord said, we need to be steadfast because we already have Holy Spirit in us.
第二点是要竭力多做主工，而且不但竭力，他说要常常。
And the second point is that always abounding in the work of the Lord. So it's not only doing the work of the word.Doing the work of the Lord in abundance, but also
always
doing it.
我想我们要竭力多做主工就不容易了，因为在教会里面的服事是什么？是没有薪水的，是来帮忙的，而且有时候你做了，人家还不高兴。
I think, you know, the in terms of abounding in the work of the Lord, it's a difficult thing because it's all volunteering work without pay, and you have to do a lot, and sometimes the more you do, the more complaints you get.
我记得我以前很早很早以前信主，有一个姐妹呢，她也是刚信主，就很热心，要来帮忙。可是呢，她说你们做的这个方法完全都不对了，跟世界方法她觉得没有效率，她后来就quit，根本不做了。 就是说我们会碰到这种情况下的，就是你在教会服事跟你所想的可能不一样，你就会觉得你不想参与了。
I remember many years ago when there was a sister at church and she was really fervent in helping various things in, at church. But when she started, she said, oh, all the things you guys are doing are so inefficient and that's not the right way and we should change. And then she just quit and decided not to serve anymore. So that's the kind of situation that happens quite a lot at church service, you know, because it's different. Serving at church is different from in the world. So,
那我们出去短宣，其实你们有时候会来报告，看到好像非常的，就是觉得非常喜乐啦。我们都报告很多好的，其实，在短宣里面，非常很多时候是挣扎、冲突、对立，你们都不知道。
So, also when we go on short-term mission trips, when we come back to make the reports, you often see the good picture, good side of it. We'll tell you the stories of how joyful we were. We had had people believing and all those good things. But what you didn't know, what you're not told, is how we did have strife, we did have struggles, we have all kinds of problems as well.
我们要服事的时候呢，两个意见不一样，不一样方式。我们早上应该早起，有些人早起不来，很多的问题就出现了。
When we serve, there would be different opinions on a specific matter, and in the morning we needed to get up early, but many couldn't, just not able to get up early, so lots of problems will happen.
然后又热又蚊子叮，其实我们去短宣都是六点多就起来，一直到晚上差不多十一点。
It's really hot and humid and have all the mosquito biting us. And actually on our short-term mission trips, we usually have to get up early, like as early as 6 o'clock in the morning and work all the way till 11 or so at night.
啊，有些时候会有这个中暑的啦，有时候会有生病的啦。那怎么办呢？生病这个人不能做，那怎么办呢？就是临时要找人帮忙。所以就是很多的这种啊挣扎在里面的。
So sometimes it was so hot, it was like had heat.Somebody just had heat shock, and then others will get sick. And so when somebody's sick, how can we find other people to replace them for the work?
好，所以呢，这边说要竭力，而且常常的多做主工，不可气馁。
So here it says that you should always abounding in the work of the Lord and do not be frustrated.
哇，正好没有超过四十分。
So I'm just in time to finish.
Okay, 好，那我们好，我们做结束祷告。
So let's pray. Let's close in prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Oh dear Lord, we thank you.
因为是你圣灵复活的大能在我们里面做工。
For it's the great power of your resurrection power in the Holy Spirit that's working within us.
主，我们认识你是又真又活的神。
We know, Lord, you are the true and living God.
主，不管世人怎么看，我们今天可以在世人面前，我们可以宣告你是复活的主。
No matter how the world views it, now in front of the world, we're able to proclaim that you are the resurrected Lord.
主，愿你自己的真理让我们在生活可以活出来。
May your truth be lived out in our daily lives.
主，愿你复活的生命。